Hi, it's Science of Chaos, and I'm sitting here reviewing some new dubstep. And for the unfamiliar, dubstep is really, really bass-driven, very heavy drums, crazy vocals, synths, stuff like that. And it diverges quite a bit from the pop stuff that you're hearing, even though it's getting quite a bit of popularity. I mean, you know, with pop, it's formulaic. It's, you have your chorus, you have your verse, and they're both pretty easily reproducible by the average listener, you know? You can hum a little bit of the melody, you can sing some lyrics, and people typically get either the song itself, they remember it, or they'll get enough of the idea to know what you mean, you know? Not so much with dubstep. I mean, it's a very difficult style to describe. For example, here's a song by a very popular dubstep artist right now by the name of Skrillex. And as you can hear, not much of this stuff is imitatable, except maybe this part right here. But I would argue that if you can pull that one off, then you're probably in a rock band and you probably don't care about what I'm playing right now anyways. The point is that it's a genre that's pretty difficult to describe to someone who's not familiar with it, you know? If you meet someone or if you're talking to someone and you're like, hey man, you listen to dubstep? And they're like, no. Then you're forced to describe it. You're going to have a problem, you know? Because, again, it's kind of hard to encapsulate everything that's going on within the style. I mean, it's getting to the point where just to properly promote the music, you're going to have to, like, start practicing beatboxing. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, to give the person a real idea of what the sound is like, you have to do something like, Alright. There I go. God, I'm good.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Baby, you want to take a crack at this dubstep? Sick. In any event, that was not me. Neither the first nor the second one. That was a guy called Reeps One out of London. And check that video out on a YouTube channel called Beatbox Battle TV, which features this guy and quite a few others like him that are doing some really, really amazing things with their mouths. Insert gay joke here. In any event, I just wanted to put that out there and share that because I thought it was really cool. So thanks for sticking with me and my lady, the beatboxer-to-be.
Hi!
So, as always, mentions, RTs, and replies on the Twitter are welcome. And thanks for checking this boo out.